Mishnah Gimel. Each day during these 7 days, Moshe's Kenim and Zeinah Beis Din, they would give over to the Kohen Gadol certain members of the elders of the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, the biggest Beis Din of Klal Yisrael, which had 71 members. They would actually sit in the Beis Hamikdash. And so some members of the Sanhedrin would spend time with the Kohen Gadol each of these 7 days, the Kohen Lefonim B'Seder Hayoim, and they would read in front of the Kohen Gadol the part of the Torah which discusses the order of the day, what services exactly the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur, V'Omim Loi. And they say to him, to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Kra'ata B'Ficha, you read it with your mouth. Meaning, instead of listening to us reading the Torah in front of you, you should read it yourself. That way you'll familiarize yourself with the Avodah, the Yom Kippur service, more. And also because in general, when one learns Torah, it is better to speak it out. It's better to actually say the words instead of just listening to somebody else saying it and thinking about it. It's better to actually say it. Shema Shochachta, in case you forgot, in case you can't quite remember about what needs to be done during Yom Kippur, since you last learnt about it, or in case you haven't learnt about the Yom Kippur service at all. Now, how exactly is it possible for the Kohen Gadol not to have ever learnt about the Yom Kippur service, even the Psukim in the Torah which talk about Yom Kippur? So Gemara explains that this was during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, where many of the Kohanim Gedolim were not righteous at all, and they were very ignorant, and they actually bribed the Jewish kings to appoint them as the Kohen Gadol. During the second Beis HaMikdash, it was quite a corrupt system, and so the Kohen Gadol was not necessarily righteous at all, or knowledgeable. So during that period of time, it would happen occasionally that you would have a Kohen Gadol who had never learned about the Yom Kippur service. Alright, so the Mishnah began by discussing what was done 7 days before Yom Kippur, and then it discussed what was done during those 7 days. And now we proceed further, Erev Yom Kippurim Shacharis, to the day before Yom Kippur, during the morning before Yom Kippur begins, Ma'amidlo Yisabishar HaMizrach, they set the Kohen Gadol standing by the eastern gate at the entrance towards the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, U'ma'avirin Lefonov Porim Ve'elim Mechavasim, and they pass in front of him bulls and rams and sheep. There is korbanos which he will need to bring the next day on Yom Kippur, Kadeshi Heimakiv Ragal Ba'avoda, so that he will be familiar and already used to performing the service for Yom Kippur, and he will be more prepared for what he needs to do tomorrow. It should be noted that although a goat was also brought on Yom Kippur, and it was also offered by the Kohen Gadol, they wouldn't pass a goat in front of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara explains that this is because the goat was brought in order to atone for the sins of the entire Jewish people. So it served as a massive atonement, and they didn't want to remind the Kohen Gadol of so many sins on Erev Yom Kippur. It could put him into a concerned mood. It's better that he not be reminded of so many sins, and since the goat was brought to atone for the entire Jewish people's sins, they would not pass that in front of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur.